but before, no, thank you for the secretary. Before I come to Annex 10, so I have, so these are only the rest of the points I have. One small remark to Annex 9 and some remarks on Annex 10. So if there is anybody who has issues before we are coming to Annex 9, I think we should consider those before. Yeah. But otherwise, I would start with my remark on Annex 9. So it is only the wording. So this is not the contents. I have a question on it. Is the wording on this Annex 9, which is the manual handling, and here we have the subsection 2.3.2.4 and 2.3.3. So I would start with 2.3.3, and here we have this 2.3.3.2, which reads, when introducing automation or mechanization, make sure you avoid introducing new risks. So then I ask myself, who is you? It is me, or so therefore it is just a matter of how to write these provisions. So normally we do it in another way. So maybe, so when I start with this 2.3.3.3, it should be ensured that workers are trained to use any introduced equipment such as lift trucks. It is, no, I'm not in the, at the wrong, sorry. 2.3.3.2, sorry for my confusion. 2.3.3.2. It should be ensured that new risks are avoided when automation or mechanization is introduced. So then it's clear that it is not me, the reader, so but it is somebody else there. So it should be ensured that new risks are avoided when automation or mechanization is introduced. And then, if you have that, the next one, 2.3.3.3, it should be ensured that workers are trained to use any introduced equipment, comma, such as lift trucks. Yeah, it should be ensured that workers are trained to use any introduced equipment such as lift trucks. And then we have a similar issue in 2.3.2.4, which maybe the wording could be improved as well. So 2.3.2.4, I start. The work activity should be observed. The work activity should be observed, involving lifting and lowering as it is. And then below the first bullet point, the zone or zones, the zone or zones the workers' hands pass through when moving the load should be identified. The smallest weight, or should we use weight or mass? So because before we have the dimension in kilograms, so maybe mass is better. So the mass. The smallest mass and the maximum mass being handled should be assessed. Yeah, so I think. Should be assessed. And the second bullet point, no, what was the? No, it's then the last sentence, the last sentence. An in-between mass, no. Now what is? The zone of once the workers' hands pass through when moving, the load should be the smallest mass and the maximum. Yeah, then the second bullet point. If the workers' hands enter more than one zone during the operation, the smallest mass should be, no, the smallest, no. If the worker's hands, one or more, the smallest mass should be used, and, or an in-between mass when hands are closed to a boundary between zones. Or an in-between mass when hands are closed to a boundary between zones. I hope that we have it now. So.